Imagine waking tomorrow to discover that everything you've ever desired has brought you not satisfaction, but suffering. This isn't a nightmare scenario. It's the fundamental insight of Arthur Schopenhauer's masterwork. While his contemporaries celebrated reason and progress, Schopenhauer boldly declared that existence itself is fundamentally suffering. The world we perceive is merely a representation, a mental construction filtered through our consciousness. Behind this veil lies the true essence of reality, a blind, insatiable will that drives all existence. This perspective resonates surprisingly with both ancient Eastern wisdom and modern neuroscience. When we see the color red, nothing red exists outside us. Only light waves our visual system interprets as red. Our entire perceptual world is essentially a sophisticated virtual reality generated by our nervous system. Space, time, and causality aren't properties of things themselves, but forms imposed by our minds. No object without a subject becomes Schopenhauer's rallying cry. The world we experience is always a world appearing to someone. What makes this 19th century philosopher so compelling isn't just his intellectual brilliance, but his courage to stare unflinchingly into existence's abyss and report back with clarity, wit, and compassion. His insights would later influence figures from Nietzsche to Freud, Wagner to Wittgenstein, and even modern mindfulness practices. Why? Because he dared to articulate what we all sense in our quieter moments, that desire itself may be the source of our deepest suffering. Schopenhauer challenges Kant's view of the unknowable thing in itself by arguing we access reality's essence through our bodies. When raising an arm, we experience both external movement, representation, and internal will. This dual knowledge reveals reality's true nature. The body is nothing but objectified will, Schopenhauer declares. Our desires and impulses manifest the same metaphysical will present throughout nature. This unconscious, blind force appears as gravity in nature, growth in plants, instinct in animals, and conscious desire in humans. Our pursuit of goals demonstrates the will's insatiable nature. Each achievement brings only temporary satisfaction before new desires emerge. As Schopenhauer notes, the will can never be satisfied. Every goal achieved becomes merely the starting point of a new striving. This explains why anticipated pleasures, like promotions or purchases, rarely deliver lasting satisfaction. From his metaphysics of will emerges Schopenhauer's stark conclusion: life is essentially suffering. This follows from reality's fundamental nature as blind will, endless striving without purpose. All willing arises from lack, making pain life's immediate reality. Pleasure is merely the temporary removal of pain, quickly yielding to new desires or boredom. Life, Schopenhauer declares, swings like a pendulum between pain and boredom. When needs press upon us, we feel pain. When satisfied, we face boredom, the restlessness revealing will's inability to find lasting fulfillment. This explains why technological progress hasn't eliminated suffering. Modern society has conquered many physical pains, yet anxiety and existential emptiness persist. As basic needs are met, the will generates new desires, maintaining perpetual dissatisfaction. We adapt swiftly to improvements. A new car brings momentary joy, but soon becomes unremarkable, while minor discomforts command attention. This asymmetry between pleasure and pain, what psychologists call hedonic adaptation, reflects the will's nature. Yet understanding suffering's inevitability can liberate us from unrealistic expectations and foster compassion for ourselves and others caught in the same predicament. Schopenhauer presents aesthetic contemplation as a path to temporary freedom from life's suffering. During moments of engaging with great art, we can briefly escape the will's endless striving. While normal perception focuses on objects' utility or threat, aesthetic contemplation suspends this practical view. In appreciating art, we transform from individuals with desires into pure, will-less subjects of knowledge. In aesthetic experience, we see things as they truly are, as Platonic ideas or eternal patterns. Architecture reveals gravity versus rigidity. Sculpture and painting present idealized forms, and literature depicts timeless human nature. Music occupies a special place in Schopenhauer's theory. Unlike other arts representing ideas, music directly expresses the will itself. It captures not specific emotions, but their essence, the fundamental patterns of striving and resolution. This explains music's unique power to move us, speaking directly to our soul in the will's own language. Schopenhauer's ethics stem from his metaphysics. Since the will is the essence of all beings, our apparent separation is illusory. We are all manifestations of the same reality. Most people remain trapped in the principium individuationis, seeing themselves as separate entities and pursuing self-interest at others' expense. Through metaphysical insight, however, the ethical person sees beyond this illusion, recognizing that others' suffering is their own, since all beings share the same essential nature. This recognition manifests as compassion, Mitleid, suffering with, which Schopenhauer considers morality's foundation. All true and pure love is compassion, he writes, and every love that is not compassion is selfishness. Unlike Kant's rational ethics, Schopenhauer grounds morality in our intuitive recognition of unity with all beings. The compassionate person acts with natural kindness, seeing other suffering as their own, a vision that aligns with Eastern traditions, particularly Buddhism's Tat Pham Asi, That Art Thou. For Schopenhauer, while compassion eases suffering, true liberation comes through denying the will to live, not physical suicide, but a spiritual transformation beyond individual desires. This denial emerges when complete knowledge of suffering quiets the will, leading to a state of willlessness where one lives without attachment to outcomes. Religious ascetics, from Christian saints to Buddhist monks, exemplify this transformation, sharing the common insight of liberation through renouncing desire. Such transformation typically requires profound suffering or direct insight into life's nature, often through personal tragedy or confronting mortality. What appears as nothing to those trapped in willing is, Schopenhauer suggests, like silence to those immersed in noise, not emptiness, but liberation beyond will-driven understanding. Schopenhauer's vision centers on acceptance, not passive resignation, but recognition of existence's fundamental nature and our individual limits. Understanding satisfaction's temporary nature helps us avoid the endless pursuit of pleasures. We can enjoy what we have without believing the next achievement will bring lasting happiness. Recognizing our shared human condition builds patience with others' flaws, as their struggles mirror our own. We find liberation in moments that transcend individual striving, through aesthetic contemplation, intellectual understanding, or compassionate action. Even suffering gains meaning by revealing existence's nature and enabling transformation. Schopenhauer's philosophy, though challenging, offers vital perspective in our age of environmental crisis, political polarization, and technological disruption. As he wrote, "A happy life is impossible. The highest that man can attain is a heroic life." This heroism lies in facing reality without illusion while maintaining compassion for all beings. What if the key to peace isn't getting what you want, but understanding the nature of wanting itself?